Hi, this is James with FreshAlchemy.com, and I am doing a quick review of the Yeti microphone by Blue. And I just wanted to jump on here and really say that I love this microphone. I've been using it for the past couple of days, and it is it's really given a good quality sound out of it. It is a condenser microphone, so it is a little bit sensitive. One thing I definitely had to add to this microphone was a windscreen. I've noticed that I was going to get a pop filter, and I just know that from what I've seen looking around, that pop filters don't really fit too well on there. People are creating their own unique ways to get pop filters on here, but I just went with a $3 windscreen, and it's worked plenty good enough for what I need it for. Real quick, some of the features on this microphone. One of the features that I love the most is that I can actually plug my headphones directly into the microphone, and I can monitor the microphone directly from the microphone. It's a real nice feature. It has a volume control for the headphones on the microphone. Also, if you look in the pictures, and if you've seen it or if you're interested in it, you know it comes with its own stand. It has a gain on the back, and if I turn up the gain here, you'll be able to hear a big difference in my voice, and then I turn back down the gain. I'll go back to normal here. I may be a little lower than where I was. Also, you know, it's got a mute button on the front, which is very nice if you need to stop recording while somebody else is talking, or say you're doing recording a podcast and you've got somebody on the phone. There may be a little bit of noise in the room, but they're still talking. You can just hit the mute button, and it keeps the noise from entering the podcast or whatever you're doing. It also has four different options for recording as far as sound goes and sound directions, sound patterns. It has a stereo option, which if I switch it over, you might hear some noise there. But this is the stereo option. If I go to one side or the other, you may be able to pick it up. You may not on Audioboo. I'm not sure. Audioboo does stereo recording. But it also has omnidirectional. So if we're sitting in omnidirectional, you can probably hear the background noise because it's going to be picking up everything in the room. And I've got the TV on in the background, and you may be able to pick that up a little bit. I think you can. I'm trying to listen through the headphones, but that may not have worked. Then you have the cardioid mode, which is my preferred mode because I can sit and it records directly in front of the microphone. It's not going to record if you hear I'm snapping my fingers in the front. Then I snap my fingers in the back. You can't really hear it as well. And then the next is the figure eight mode, or I like to call it the interview mode, where I can set the microphone directly in front of me. I could have somebody sitting across from me, and it's going to record in from the front of the microphone, and it's also going to record in the back of the microphone. And if I do the same thing again, click in the front, click in the back, you're going to hear it pretty much equal on both sides. So that's just my quick review of it. It's a really nice microphone. I believe I'm going to switch it back over to cardioid. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Anyway, where was I? Really nice microphone. I'm really enjoying it. I'm really doing some great screencasts with it. Just keep in mind, it is a condenser microphone, so it will pick up a lot of noise. I definitely recommend a windscreen, or if you can do it, a pop filter. If you want to go directly to the page, you can always go to freshalchemy.com/Blue Yeti. That'll take you directly to the Amazon page, and it will, I believe it's on sale right now for like $110 or something like that on Amazon. Anyway, again, I'm James with Fresh Alchemy. If you want to check it out, you can go to freshalchemy.com/Blue Yeti. Thanks, and I'll talk to you later.